attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
You want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No, no, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Wow, man, serious political news today. We got political healing on tap on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome, my friends. Thursday edition here, streaming live through Natural News Radio. .com and our friends at GCN holding the fort down. Matt is on the board. If you'd like to call in and say, hi, Matt, can I be on the show? He might let you. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We're going to revisit some cannabis cupping? What was that, Super Don? It was spooning. Cannabis spooning. We had Master Bong for an interview, and we haven't aired that yet, and that is going to be, can you say a hoot? Can you say a hoot?
It'll oh, my hoot. Goodness. You just made yourself sound like you're 90 years old.
It'll be a hoot.
A hoot?
A hoot. Horton hears a hoot. We got Master Bong coming up as well. Also, another candidate. Very exciting about this. Another developmental delay scenario reversed or in the process of being reversed with, guess what? You know it. CBD, cannabidiol from industrial hemp, available in all 50 states. That's going to be awesome. And there's loads more right there at robertscottbell.com where we link all the show notes together and try to cover as much as we can for you 6 days a week. 866-939-BELL. All right, political pap. Let's call it political pap. Why can't we, like, make a political pap test, like a political pap smear, a precursor for you to be allowed to become a politician?
Okay.
Now, I know, listen, it's not just for women.
A political
pap smear would be like somehow they could reach into you and like take a little, I don't know, smear from your soul, right?
Okay, yeah. All right.
And then put it on a dish and sees what grows as you say, nope, this person's not eligible. He's a thief. He's a liar. He's a malcontent, whatever it is. I don't know. Instead, we're dealing with political pap here. We get to pick on the so-called right-wing media. I think our buddy Steve's going to love this one.
He might.
He might. Who knows?
Maybe.
But the headline reads, Obama only ate half of his sushi. I'm like, what?
Oh, my God. Call CNN right now. It's Sushi Gate.
Right. Is this like the National Enquirer version of a story about President Obama? He only ate half of his sushi. I don't know
this
if this is
ridiculous.
A how dare you or gotcha story, but the one that's even better or worse, depending on your perspective. You know, if you're gonna complain about Obama, and believe me, we agree, there's a lot to complain about, this is not going to be high on my list. The United States President, according to Breitbart, Barack Obama bowed to a Japanese robot today. I know. Totally.
No.
What
a weak president.
Right. Yeah.
Absolute weak president. I mean, he is the president of the United States. And you don't bow to anyone. I mean, you know where this is coming from?
No. Where is it coming from? Isaac Asimov?
Now, if you recall, a few years ago, there was this big hullabaloo over the fact that President Obama bowed to other heads of state.
Oh, that's right. Didn't he bow when he met either a Chinese or Japanese minister or something like that?
A Japanese minister. I think it was like the king of Saudi Arabia. He bowed, and stuff. And people were throwing this out there. And I say people.
You know what?
I'm talking about the right-wing
media. Yeah.
Rabid, foaming at the mouth, bullet point, Fox News, Breitbart people. you know, that were saying, oh, well, you know, he is subjugating himself, you know, to before other heads of state and showing the weakness
like you
of
said,
the... Yeah.
You said he looks weak, right? Well, he looks weak because he doesn't understand that which he's been proclaimed to be an expert in, the Constitution. that's the reason, not because he bows to a Japanese robot.
I mean, get this. There are people that have written articles counting the number of times that Obama has bowed as president.
You know what? I don't this doesn't bother me, him bowing. I don't care about it. In fact, I would rather have somebody, you know, have some deal of a little bit of graciousness in dealing on the international stage where you don't come in and look all pretend to be all superior. Of course, that's where our friends on the so-called pseudo right or neocon right, they want to be, you know, that superior position, American exceptionalism. And we talk American exceptionalism when we acknowledge the superiority of the right of the individual. But most Americans don't even recognize that anymore, apparently. Or if they do, they'll be labeled as a racist. Oh, and by the way, interestingly enough, Cliven Bundy evidently said something. I didn't hear or see it, but I've heard reports of it, that he said black people might be better off if they were slaves. And I don't know if he actually said it or not, so I'm not here because to say whether he did or not. I'm just saying, even if he did, it just shows his bigotry and his ignorance, if that's the case. But it's irrelevant. It has nothing to do with the standoff between him and his family and the Bureau of Land Management. That's a distraction. That's a classic.
Look,
squirrel, look over there.
Unfortunate, exactly. Unfortunate comments for sure. I mean, and if that's truly what he said, then obviously he's old school. You know, I mean, that's some really
he's
old.
He's unconscious. Unconscious.
Yeah.
but you know, the thing is, and I've said, when we talked about the BLM issue, it wasn't about race at all. And in fact, it still isn't, even if the guy is an avowed racist, even if he were determined, confirmed to be. It isn't about that. That is a distraction. It is about a large corporate United States entity that is gobbling up the land of the state of Nevada, which bizarrely enough, that the state constitution is in violation with itself, which we covered with Michael Badnarik a while back. But, you know, the important thing we should be concerned about is Obama bowing to a Japanese robot. If the robot were an American robot, it would have been okay, especially if that American robot were a Republican, according to the right-wing media.
If it had been an American drone, it would have been all right, right?
Yeah, well, then you're dodging. Look out! But one of the... I didn't get to see this yet. I hear Jon Stewart had a really funny piece taken on Sean Hannity and their obsession with each other or something.
No.
Did you see that?
No, I have not seen that.
We'll
yet.
Have to see. Maybe we can get some audio from that. It sounded like it would be funny. But here's evidence, if you were worried about us not being equal opportunity offenders, because we nail the liberal press as much as we nail the conservative press whenever we can, those that are unconstitutional in our eyes from our experience. But yesterday, we were contacted trying to find a doctor for the Hannity show that would, you know, be promote for, if you will, medical marijuana. And they didn't. They had this Eric Braverman, Dr. Braverman, whoever he was, on as a medical person that was attacking all use of cannabis. And then they had a liberal, lefty, female host, I don't think she was a medical person at all, trying to defend it. And then you have Hannity up there saying, do you want your kids to be looking like all those kids that were at 420? Never mind, they were all adults, 18 or over and 21 or over if they were going to smoke. It didn't matter. It was like, no, come on, intellectual integrity. It wasn't happening on that show last night. We'll cover that some more. But I do have to keep coming back to bowing to Japanese robots because we know that is the reason our economy is failing. Obama, you just shouldn't have done it. You just shouldn't have bowed to... You know, forget that. That's the stupidest story ever. Let's talk about what really matters. what really matters to me, what to you, and maybe to a lot of Americans. And
well, listen, if you're going to criticize Obama, let's criticize Obama over something that's actually happening on his watch that you can say, you know what, the buck stops with him.
Yeah, yeah. How about the U.S. Veterans Administration, the VA, right? The VA. This story is horrific. 40 U.S. veterans died while on a Phoenix VA hospital's cost-cutting secret wait list.
This is horrible.
Yeah.
This
is off the Daily News, and it's being picked up elsewhere. This is not a right-wing or left-wing media situation. This is something that everybody should be up in arms about. At least 40 U.S. veterans have died waiting for medical appointments at the Phoenix Veterans Affairs healthcare system, including many placed on a secret waiting list. It was part of a complex cost-cutting scheme set up by VA managers in Phoenix aiming to hide the fact that between 1,400 and 1,600 sick veterans were forced to wait up to 21 months to see a doctor. This is according to whistleblowing retired top VA doctor and other high-level sources, according to the New York Daily News at this point. But that is something that should, you know, if you could say, stick in your craw. And you want to be upset with Obama? This has happened on his watch. They can't go back and blame the shrubbery in chief before him.
Right.
And so...
Well, you know, I mean, look, I mean, let's see here. I mean, does it say in this article, I didn't see on here how long they've been doing this? But, you know, we could very easily say this could have been still going on. Maybe this was going on when Bush was president.
Maybe
now,
it was.
What does that mean?
We don't know, but we know that this was identified. This retiring Dr. Sam Foote spent 24 years in the VA system, and he had evidently direct knowledge of this. And this is the kind of thing that can happen and will happen and probably is happening within Obamacare, which is the medical mandate of the monopoly through the health insurance schemes that are just corrupt to the core. And I, you know, listen, Superdon, I have met personally some folks that have benefited from Obamacare, right? They had insurance that they couldn't get before that now they could, or it was way unaffordable that now is affordable.
Wow.
And I know it's a dilemma. Not for me, because I acknowledge that, you know, when you take something from someone else and give it to someone else, that someone else that got the something is going to be going, yeah, that's a good deal.
Hey, all right.
Right?
I just benefited from that, yes.
I don't begrudge anybody who perceives a benefit. I would like people to get care. I would like people to get holistic care. But I'm telling you that government interference and insurance scheme interference in this has elevated the prices artificially within a monopoly, which is an artificial creation of the state, which is not acknowledged by neither Republicans nor Democrats. I don't know anybody. I mean, Ron Paul understood this. I don't know if Rand does. But the medical monopoly has devastated health care in America. Along the while, Republicans were president and Democrats were president and are president. And if you keep arguing for more interference from the federal bureaucracy, you're going to see more secret waiting lists coming about and more people ultimately dying. But you'll always be able to find someone who said, but look at me, I benefited. Right? But who doesn't? Those who are stolen, their livelihoods are stolen out from under them in this way. And charity is lost when the government gets involved. You want to call me? Do it now. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Jim Smith, he's a Canadad, helping his daughter Ember overcome a developmental delay with CBD. Yeah, we said it. Cannabidiol from the industrial hemp plant healing.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I love that, Werewolves of London, huh?
Uh-huh.
You know what we do for Werewolves of London? We give them colloidal silver, and they go away. All gone. All right. Well, we're going to continue our healing discussion with super moms and super dads. And this category of super moms and super dads are known as Canna Moms and Canna Dads. Why? We'll explain to you in a moment. This is perhaps one of the more unusual cases we're going to discuss here. We've got Canna Dad, or I'll call him a super dad, Jim Smith, his daughter Ember. Ember is now 3.5 years of age. She's also a twin, paternal twin. And, I think at 1 year old, something went on. Something changed. And we're going to bring Jim in. Jim, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Bill, thank you very much for having me.
Well, it's good to have you on, and thank you for being willing to discuss this, because we love talking about the ways we can bring healing to a larger group out there, and your experience may help us to do just that. So, Jim, you had two, I presume, healthy baby girls, twins,
yes.
Initially?
Yes.
Okay. Born like typical twins often will be premature, particularly if the mother's a little older, but nothing yes. overt, no unusual, let's say, obvious things that were going wrong with the kids in the first year of life?
Not really, no.
Okay. We discussed a little bit off the air. They were vaccinated, but no, at least initially, no apparent negative impact visually of any vaccines.
No, not really.
Okay. So what happened at about a year old with your daughter, Ember, that caused you to some concern?
Well, we just noticed that she wasn't progressing on the same timelines as her sister, Camden. Camden was doing a lot of different things, and Ember was kind of, she just looked like someone had, I use the example, someone had taken her playbook. So she's learning everything by kind of watching, and she didn't have the inherent nature. And a lot of times she just didn't really have the patience on things either. She wouldn't give things the proper focus like Camden would.
Mm-hmm. So there were distinctions beginning to appear at about a year old that were different. And the only thing that we had talked off the air about that in the difference in their birth experience, Ember came out first and may have been just taken from you and Camden's mom immediately, and who knows what they did.
Yeah, I know they had an intubator, and then she's on a respirator. And,
okay.
And because they were early there in the NICU, she was there for about, I would say, 2.5 weeks.
Okay.
So they had her on a ventilator for the first few days, and then she progressed.
Okay, so, all right, so there are maybe some distinctions at the origin point, but nothing's showing up for a whole year, and then you notice some developmental issues, particularly with vocalization. Did they assess the vocal cords themselves? Were they intact? Were they functional as far as the doctors told you?
Yeah, everything seemed fine. She could make sounds, but she wasn't doing any real oral articulation. We took her to an audiologist. Sometimes there's a hearing problem. She passed that with flying colors. There was no issue whatsoever with that.
Okay. Any evidence? We've talked to a lot of parents that had kids that had certain seizure disorders, electrical aspects of the brain activity. Any of those tests taken to determine that neurologically everything was okay?
She did a 72-hour EEG, and then she also did an MRI, a cerebral MRI, and the findings were normal. She did that. She did very well. The only thing they found in the MRI was that she had generous ventricle spacing, but because nothing else presented with it, that's really not a cause of alarm. They usually look for something, you know, like hydrocephalus or something like that, but right. She had no indicators.
Okay. What about metal testing, mercury toxicity? Did any of the doctors test for heavy metals?
We did do a hair analysis recently, and the only thing that came back is she had a slightly elevated amount of aluminum.
Aluminum, okay. Well, it's common.
Everything else is... I'm sorry?
Yeah. It's a common adjuvant in vaccines. There are certain other environmental potential exposures as well. And, you know, interesting, you see twins like this, and one not seemingly impacted negatively in any apparent way, yet they might have the inability, one, to excrete metals, and one might not have that difficulty. Again, these are things I'm just assessing as we're talking here, because this is a story I think that is unfolding in a lot of ways, but not everybody has twins to be able to compare the difference here. So did you reach out and use any pharmaceutical drugs? Was anything prescribed by doctors for your daughter, for Ember?
No, there wasn't anything prescribed because there wasn't really any definitive diagnosis. We just knew that she was, they called it global delay.
Global delay, okay.
And from my opinion, not just because I'm dad, because I'm also kind of a science nerd and I observe things to kind of find out for myself, she's a very smart girl. She's intelligent, and she knows commands, she knows the colors, she knows all these things. But the problem was she could not learn by virtue of asking questions like her sister could when she started doing the talking.
Okay.
And so just one of the things that we knew that something was wrong and she wasn't quite up to speed.
All right, stand by. Jim Smith's sure. Going to stick around with us. We're going to go to the deeper end of the swimming pool here, figure this thing out, and see what we can do to help little Ember. Maybe it just might be a botanical substance that can show us the way out, some improvement. Jim Smith is here. He's a Canada dad. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Lots more broadcast healing after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah!
All right, we're going to have some fun with Master Bong next hour. Actually, we recorded with him at the Cannabis Cup, and he's a hoot. But I'm a nerd, except when I wear this Cannabis Cup T-shirt, then I suddenly become cool. But
I tell you, that picture that we took with him, I think, is one of the funniest, craziest pictures we have ever had on the Robert Scott Bell Show webpage.
Check it out. It's on the social network as well as at robertscottbell.com. But right now, very important work here with Canadad, Super Dad, and his name Jim Smith. We're talking about his daughter, Ember, and she's a twin. And did you say Camden and Ember, right? And Amber was given this global delay diagnosis. They didn't know what caused it. She wasn't vocalizing, even though she could make sounds. So there was something going on. The docs weren't really sure what it was. I'm sure it's got to be a point as a, and I'm a dad of two kids. I'd be saying, all right, if the docs don't know, I'm gonna dig myself. I'm gonna learn. I'm gonna ask questions. I'm gonna research. I mean, I'm sure you went through that phase as well.
Oh yeah, and to be honest, it's a very daunting thing because if the doctors don't know, you're trying to figure it out, and then you kind of get depressed because you see all these different things that it might be. Mm-hmm. And now you're kind of bummed, like, well, I thought I'd be better by learning more. And right. As you do more research, you kind of go down deeper and deeper. You say, wait, you've got to get out of this hole. You've got to find a different answer. So
right.
My wife and I are on the same page trying to find, you know, whatever it is. I don't care what it is. If it benefits sure. Ember, that's what it's all about. And I will do anything for my kids. So
did you have any cases where the docs just kind of said, you know, you're host, there's nothing you can do? And really the dire prognosis scenario, we hear that a lot.
You know, that's funny you bring that up. That's exactly what happened. I believe Ember was about 16, 17 months old, and one of the chief, the top pediatric neurologists in this area told my wife that Ember will never talk, she will never walk, just go ahead and make your peace with it now. And I felt very fortunate and thankful that I was at a business meeting in Phoenix and I wasn't sitting in the office at that time, because to me that's reckless malpractice. Yes. She knew Ember for 35 minutes and what she read on the paperwork in the file. And she basically sentenced Ember to a life of this is all you're going to be. And I'm very thankful that my wife and I we're a little more than that. We're going to be pushy and we're going to find a different mm-hmm. answer. And it really makes me sad because I wonder how many children had to pay the price for that, you know, that negligent right. malpractice. And how many lives are ruined because she's the specialist, and the parents said, okay, well, she must know what she's talking about.
Well, I say let this be a lesson to all parents out there that when an authoritarian, white lab-coated, stethoscope-wearing, medical degreed professional tells you a prognosis, they're not God. Please. Don't treat them as such, and you know, get second, third, fourth, fifth, and get opinions even outside of their field of specialty, because sometimes it's a matter of having horse blinders within a specialty where they don't look beyond what they're allowed to see or study, and so they don't see the whole picture, you know. And I think to your credit, you didn't accept that and you kept digging. Now, at a certain point, you know, you're probably looking for, I guess, some form of therapy, whether it be physical or other therapy, to help Ember. Or what did you do?
Yeah, she did physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, vestibular therapy, hippotherapy, where she rides horses. And one of the therapists in Dallas actually told us about CBD.
Wait, had you ever heard of CBD before that?
Not at all, no.
So that must have been a CB what?
Exactly. And it's funny because the therapist told my wife, and I wasn't there. And, you know, we live in Texas. I grew up in California, but we live in Texas, and it's kind of a conservative area, especially mm-hmm. West Texas. And so it's like, is Jim going to be okay with this? Yeah, you know, this is kind of funny. And I'm like, yeah, I'm good with this. Whatever's going to help Ember, I need two of them, you know.
Right.
And so the therapist told us that she had a patient whose son, I'm trying to get the story as well as I can remember, but I believe he is having 20 to 25, 30 seizures per day. And after a certain period of time on CBD, it was down about 7 or 8 per week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a total life-changing thing because you go from 200 a week to 7 or 8 a week.
Yeah, we've covered some stories of kids that were having 200 to 300 or more a day down to zero.
Wow.
So, yeah, these are the kind of things that are coming out. They're so profound. I'm so excited to bring this information out. But there has to be some level of reticence or reluctance to say, okay, it sounds good, but is it safe? I mean, every mom and dad wants to know, is it safe? So how were you assured that this could be utilized safely?
Well, I was kind of looking into a little bit, do some research, talking to the folks at the HempMeds location, and then talking to other folks that I talked to, neurologists, to anybody I can ask, and everything that I found, nowhere did I find anything where it would be harmful. So that was encouraging.
Beautiful. Again, we're talking now about the CBD from the industrial hemp. It's a concentrated within the oil. It's not even coming from a plant that is banned technically. I mean, I think most states don't allow you to grow it because it looks like another plant, but this isn't the one that gets you high, just so you know if you're worried about that. The CBD is very healing, as we're finding out in so many ways, and in particular now, this specific case, which we've not covered before with Jim's daughter, Ember, dealing with a global delay of some kind. Wasn't even necessarily seizure disorders. They had analysis, neurological analysis, didn't see anything there. So the question is, as you begin to integrate the CBD, what do you see and how fast do you see it?
Well, I noticed about 3 weeks, because I remember my mother-in-law one time, she said she was worried because Ember was always so sad and so fussy. And then she noticed that Ember's mood and attitude really changed at, you know, beginning probably 3 weeks after initiating the CBD therapy. And so she wouldn't have the level of focus on things, but after using the CBD and continually progressing to this day, she's, you know, the more socially engaged. She's laughing and playing with other kids. She's playing with the reflection in the mirror, playing with shadows. She's playing with cars in the sandbox. She never played with dolls before, and she has a little monkey that she sleeps with called Mumbles. And we're watching a movie, and she brought Mumbles up and made sure he could watch the movie as well. So his face is right by the screen. She would never have done it. She never did the normal playing with toys, playing with cars, playing with dolls thing. And now she's more engaged on, well, what does this do? And she's kind of intrigued by it, and she's kind of looking at things, investigating them more. She's picking up books and looking through them. She would take a book and just chuck it across the room and go to something else. Now she's looking through the pictures, and she's starting to do the babbling, the change of cadence. She's mimicking. Right. She changes her intonation. I can say a word. Like, what I use as a therapy word, because I'm goofy daddy, I'll say Alabama, Alabama, trying to work on the A's, the L's, the B's, and the M's. And she hasn't quite gotten the L's yet, putting the tongue up to the palate, but she'll say ba-ba, ba-ba in the same cadence, same intonation, mimicking this. And nice. She wouldn't have done that before initiating the CBD therapy.
So you're seeing evidence of some developmental things coming online here, albeit later than you would have normally liked or anybody. But the fact is they are now progressing in a positive way as opposed to where it was prior to this.
Oh, huge. I could not begin to describe it because, you know, plus I see Ember every single day. And, wow, that's a new one. You know, that's something new. And she would say mama and that kind of stuff. And right now she doesn't do D's, but I'm Baba. So okay. I'm good with that. You know,
yes.
And she used to look at something and go, ah, ah, and that was her way of communicating. And we've worked sign language with her and using pictures for, you know, did you want juice? She'll bring the picture of the juice to you. So she's an intelligent girl, but she just doesn't have the way to express it like normal kids would. And then Camden would, once she began vocalizing, she's able to ask questions. And how difficult is it to learn if you don't have the ability to ask a question?
Right,
and so you see the frustration in Ember. So now I see such an attention to detail. She's more engaged. Like I said, she's playing and laughing more with kids when she would have been a little bit more reserved. She's playing appropriately with toys. She's looking through books. She's playing with cars. She's playing with dolls. She knows how to use the iPad. She looks like a Benihana chef. She is going faster than Daddy ever could. And it's just amazing to watch, because this girl who a specialist a year ago would have said, just, or 2 years ago, don't worry about it, give it up.
Yeah.
This is a smart little girl, precious little thing. I mean, she's a firstborn. She made me a daddy. So,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. This is absolutely beautiful. My heart's going happy here. But I want to know, and I know a lot of moms and dads want to know too, what kind of dosing? Are you doing one of the RSHO, that's the real scientific hemp oil from the large syringe where you kind of squeeze out just a tiny bit? What kind of dosage are you doing with Ember at 3.5?
Well, what we found out is more of a, like, the line of it is about a half an inch.
Okay.
So I'm not sure what that equates to, probably a half a cc, but we just kind of massaged it a little bit, sometimes give a little more, and we found out, well, it's just a little lethargic, a little groggy, let's back it up a little bit. Then we found the sweet spot, and because it's pretty much the same concentration and the same flow rate, or the mush rate, if you will, because it's very concentrated out of the syringe, we kind of measure about a half an inch line of it, a bead of it. And then
Which RSHO are you doing? Which one?
The percentage strength, or
yes,
because I think we've done two of 19, I think 19 and a half, and then one was, I believe, 24%.
Okay, all right. So, I want to make the distinction for all our listeners out there. There's the kind that can be used in terms of a lifestyle preventive maintenance kind of scenario, and then we've got these kids and maybe even adults with scenarios where we really need the concentrated form. So not everybody needs that, but when you talk about these mysterious ailments that the doctors have no idea what's going on, maybe the doctors contributed to it. In some cases, we've addressed that. We got to know what's appropriate, the dosing, and finding out. Jim, I appreciate your candor in revealing some of this. We got about a minute before we got to wrap up. How about current pediatricians? Are they working with you, or are they fighting you on this?
No, you know what? We've had no pushback on this because, one, I think they see it in their eyes that it wouldn't work anyway. So mommy and daddy are rather stubborn in certain things, and we don't want to work within the box. We want to work in whatever we need to help our girl. Mm-hmm. But our pediatrician is right on board, and he's good with it. And so he's been very helpful and supportive, and he's a good man. And I'm just, you know, we've had no pushback. Only pushback we've gotten is from family members going, huh, isn't that part of the marijuana plant? Okay. Mm-hmm. We sit down, we educate them, and then after that, they're fine.
Sure.
You know? We're not giving our babies, hooked up on something. No, no. This is a therapeutic process.
This is a plant that God created, and we need to really embrace that and recognize it's right there for our use in appropriate ways, and you are definitely doing it, Jim, and I appreciate you taking the time to be with us today, and I'd love to follow up with you.
Well, thank you for having me today. I appreciate it.
All right, that's Jim Smith, Dad, Super Dad, Canada Dad of Ember and Camden, and all the best blessings for Ember's recovery. Anything we can do on this end, be careful of those heavy metals out there, all y'all. We'll talk about that in relation even to diabetes as well. A new survey about men, since we're talking about men, why do you hold on to these much longer than women do? I know it's a weird question. We're going to answer it after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack.
Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, we'll get to the things men hold on to a lot longer than women. And I know what you're thinking. You just keep right on thinking it, and we'll take a phone call because we got one at 866-939-BELL. And by the way, what Jim was using, and we talked about it last segment, is the HempMeds PX, the RSHO. That's like really the intense stuff. And we use it here at home, my wife, for a pain reduction. It's amazing. Absolutely life-changing in a good way. HempMedsPX.com is the website. In the month of April, if you enter the code SHW, it's like show without the O, show, SHW44. And you'll get 20% off your introductory order there. And we appreciate you doing that. But right now, all the way from California, Jane is calling in. She's got a question, I believe, about silver, and you are on, Jane. Welcome.
Hi, thanks. I'm reading your book, and on page 89, you talked about a protocol of 1 ounce of silver, but you don't clarify if it's just the silver or the Argent 23, or if there's a difference because the strength of them is so different.
Right, yes. I mean, the sovereign is 10 parts per million, and it's pretty much adequate for almost anything you can imagine, whereas the Argentin 23 is 2.3 times more concentrated, really relegated to health professionals because of the risk of what we call a Jarisch-Herxheimer event. That's the die-off scenario because it is more potent, but in most cases, you don't need to go there. I would relegate that for, you know, serious Lyme disease issues, things that, you know, nothing's responding. But for the most part, when I do the GI protocol, I don't have any problem with people using the silver hydrosol at 10 ppm and getting all the success in the world.
Okay, a little bit about my story is I've been having a person read my blood, and what it's called, but it looks like a spider in my blood. So I don't know if that is, and I had a cat bite and a cat scratch, so I don't know if the silver, the 10 would be sufficient for that. It just showed up in my blood in April.
Yeah. Well, I can't give you a definitive answer because you're under the care of somebody who's probably going to be analyzing it, but there are physicians who utilize these products off-label, and they're allowed to do that. The company that makes it can't tell you to do that, and I don't make it or sell it. But they will sometimes introduce it intravenously, and that's something you can investigate because those are those serious situations where you've got systemic in the blood scenarios that it may be appropriate to utilize that, as well as there are different oxygen therapies that are also very complementary to that. But Jane, I do appreciate you calling. I'm glad you're reading Unlock the Power to Heal.
Okay. But do you know how to find some of these doctors? Because mine's more or less a lay person dealing with it's minor health injuries, but not...
The American College for Advancement in Medicine is one of the larger groups, ACAM.org, ACAM. They have a lot of physicians that do off-label intravenous use. If not, contact the company. They can't tell you who does IV because they're not even supposed to know, but they'll tell you if they have doctors that buy their product, and that might be able to get you closer to that, okay?
Okay, AMC.org.
And, ACAM, okay. ACAM.org, ACAM.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Jane, you take care. I appreciate you calling. And go and clear the lines there. And Super Don, how long do you think men hold on to their underpants?
Yes. Underpants, yes.
Yes, underpants.
Breaking
underwear.
News.
Yes.
Groundbreaking results from a survey.
Survey says, and of course it's longer. Women, you know, if there's like a snag in their underwear, they're out of here. We're getting new ones. Mm-hmm. Men... Your underwear could look like Swiss cheese, and you're still wearing it. You don't care.
All right, so listen, listen. We're men, so we weren't a part of this survey, but,
right.
You know, just to be
I'm
fair
guilty.
And objective.
I've been guilty.
Have you kept underwear longer than you probably should have?
Yes, I admit it. I have the holes
too.
In it. You have too. So it's like you don't
too.
Care. It's not a fashion statement for us, is it? I mean, as long as it's clean. I'm not saying wear dirty underwear. That's not what I'm saying here.
Well, according to the survey, men on average keep their underwear for 7 years before they dispose of it.
7 years?
7 years.
I'd have to ask my wife. I'm sure that when she gets disgusted looking at it, it's gone, and I don't even know. You know?
Does your wife buy you underwear because it gets to a point where it's like, you know, you need new underwear, and they go out and buy your underwear for you?
God bless the wives out there that do that for their husbands. Thank you. Yes, indeed. I don't
okay.
know.
Okay. We are men. We are men. Yes.
Not wearing any with holes in it today. I can at least say that. Hey, we got a whole other hour. Thanks again to Jim Smith, HempMeds PX, also all of our sponsors. Say thanks to them. They make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. Master Bong coming up next from the Cannabis Cup, and then a lot more healing with herbs and more because the power to heal. Is yours. And change your underwear. And
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a non-profit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.